Good evening, everyone. I've entitled this evening's devotional lesson, Are You in the Race? Now, just recently, I started getting into going for walks and runs, and I've been talking to Phil about it, asking him all kinds of questions. If you don't know, Phil has a lot of knowledge and experience as far as, you know, running goes, and so I've been asking him, like, well, what about this, or what do you recommend? Everything like that. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything accordingly. So we've been talking about that lately. And in preparation of going on these walks and on these runs, you know, I try to make sure that I've drank enough water throughout the morning or throughout the day. A good night's rest is also important as well. And I go to a trail near my home called Stinson, up by Stinson Field. Right next to the small airport, there's a loop trail that goes around, and it's really nice there. It's a beautiful place. You get to see some wildlife, go out into the mission trail as well. And each lap is a mile, so it's very easy to track, so I find it very convenient to go there. Now, the first time that I went, you know, I didn't just hop out of the car and start sprinting. I don't know how far I'd make it if I did that. But I made sure I was warmed up, stretched out my legs, my back, just made sure that I was ready and primed to go. And at first, I just walked. You know, I gauged to see how the trail was before I gave myself the chance or the opportunity to actually run. I wanted to get a feel of outside as well at the various times, just because it's been exceedingly hot, I would say, this summer. So I don't want to push myself too much. But I couldn't just go out and run because I wasn't ready to do so. You know, if I were to just go out and run from the get-go with no practice, no priming, no getting ready, you know, I wouldn't get far on that trail. I'd probably have to stop somewhere and wait for a good while to get my energy back. You know, I probably wouldn't even make a full loop if I'm being honest. but preparation is what I'm getting at. Proper preparation is what is necessary. You know, when we put that mindset on Christianity, the same applies. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 through 44. Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44. It says, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. You know, nobody knows. Not one of us knows when God is going to decide when that time is. Only He does. So what is that telling us? Is that saying to get ready at your own convenience? Get ready later? Get ready now. I mean, it isn't hard to understand or comprehend, but get ready right now. If we know that this world is going to pass away, we know that God will take those who are obedient, who are faithful. Why not get ready right now? Why not get that proper preparation done now? There's no reason to wait. You know, as human beings, we go through this thing called life. You know, we may all be living life, but are we all in the race for life? Life eternal, that is. Not just this vapor of time that we exist in here and now. I'm talking about living eternally in heaven with God. The same way we were talking about just a couple seconds ago, are we properly prepared to be in that race? Just because we're runners doesn't automatically make us a part of that race of eternal life. You know, back when I was around 18 years old, I got a job for Boys and Girls Club of San Antonio. And I worked in an after-school program at an elementary school on the south side. And I also did coaching with that program. I coached sports like soccer, golf, volleyball, basketball, and track. And I remember vividly when it was time for track practices with my students inside the gym at school. You know, we'd warm up, of course. I always wanted to make sure that they got ready, they stretched, that they weren't just going to go into full-on running or any other type of activity like that. You know, I wanted to make sure their heart rates went up, they got ready to move around. I would do the stretches with them, the small exercises, because sometimes they wouldn't see the importance of getting ready to actually move around physically. And so they would see that since I was doing it, they're like, well, we kind of have to as well, right? And so I wanted to make sure they were properly conditioned to run. And when it was time to start running, I'd, of course, stand in the middle, use my timer, track them, tell them how far we were going to run, put on some music for them, what have you. And when they would start running, well, they would say, sir, how come you're not running too? You wanted to be doing the other stuff. Why don't you run with us? And of course, I think they were just trying to be smart. But I would say, well, I'm not the one who's going to be competing at the tournament. That's going to be you. And so they would just laugh about it and just keep on running their way. But that's something that we need to think about, something that we need to understand as well. You know, you can help someone by telling them about God's word, but you yourself cannot do the saving for them. You know, I can show someone tips or whatever for walking or for exercising or for whatever it was that we were doing in that sport. I could show them, hey, you know, a good thing is to do this, do that, get ready like this, get some good night's rest. But it's up to them to do those actions to get ready. The same thing goes for whenever someone is seeking answers from the Word of God. We can direct them where to look in the Bible, but it's up to them if they are going to apply it, if they are going to listen to it, live by it. It's up to them. It's up to them to study it, to believe it, and apply it to their lives. It's up to them to do the running and to obey God's word. You know, we may all be living in this world together, but are we working towards that same goal? Are we competing to the same reward? Are we doing it properly? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. Yes, 1 Corinthians 9, 24. It says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. If we want that prize at the end of life, we need to work towards it. It isn't just going to come to us if we say that we believe, or if we just think that we believe, or we believe that there is a God. It takes actual work and dedication. You know, there are those who go through the motions, and there are those who go by the book. If we are the runners who are competing and are working for God towards that eternal goal, are we doing so by what He says? Not by what we think or what we say, but what He says. If a competitor prepares for a race or a marathon or what have you, you know, they may prepare with conditioning, maybe a diet. You know, how do we become conditioned? How are we preparing ourselves? What type of spiritual diet are we on? You know what it makes me think of when I think of a race or a marathon? Those pins that they give you for your shirt has numbers on them. You know, what do those pins signify, the numbers? You know, that you're a part of the race, that you're a competitor. How are we identified as Christians? Because it's not by a pin on our shirt. It's not by a number that we wear. How are you going to be identified as a runner in the race towards eternal prize, the eternal prize that God has to offer? It's nothing physical. We do it by our actions. First and foremost, we follow the plan of salvation. You know, if you haven't followed the plan and actually become a part of Christ's church, then you can't be partakers in that race. Just like how you warm up or you stretch before that runner race and actually participate in it, you have to take the proper steps in order to get there. And what is the proper steps to actually get there? Well, first, you have to hear the word of God, Romans 10:17. And after you hear the word of God, you believe it to be truth, Hebrews 11, verse 6. After you believe, you must repent or change, Acts 2:38. Once you've repented, you confess that Jesus is the Son of God before man, Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33. And then be baptized, Mark 16, verse 16. Then and only then are you considered to be in that race, in that running, an actual participant towards that eternal prize that we want at the end of our lives. Then and only then are you an actual runner in that race. But does that mean that you're guaranteed that prize? With no work, no commitment, no obedience? No, definitely not. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. Second Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8 says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." To be in that race, as we said, we need to obey the plan of salvation. To partake, we must do all that we can to stay on track. You know, keep the course. Obey God. I know that sounds easier said than done. You know, with running especially in particular, when just starting out, you can get tired, you can get winded very fast and easily. The same thing when we are in the race towards eternal life. There are going to be obstacles in the way. We are going to be tried tremendously. It's not going to be an easy life whatsoever. It's going to be tiring, but we need to understand it has a higher purpose and it's for a higher meaning. Not just for anything that the earth has to offer us, but what God is offering to all of us as an opportunity. It's going to be difficult, plain and simple. Difficult, but not impossible by any means. That is where we must try with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul. It's a race we definitely do not want to miss out on, and it's a race we do not want to lose or not finish. One that is worth finishing, but it's going to take absolutely everything. Just because we are Christians, we don't have that guaranteed spot in heaven if we do not put in the proper work that comes along with being a Christian. We need to do our best, obey God, be faithful to Him. And will we mess up along the way? We're only human. We make mistakes, but how are we going to learn from those mistakes? How are we going to grow from those mistakes? That's what's important. Not making those same mistakes that we did before. How do we become better? How do we become a better runner towards that goal in the race of eternal life? We don't know the time frame we have on this earth. Each one of us does not know how long we are going to be here at all. We don't even know the time frame that the earth itself has. So join the race. Fight the good fight. The reward is greater than any medal, trophy, recognition, whatever you can think of that the earth has to offer. It's a million times better, that reward that God has. It's a spot in heaven with Him. Literally forever. Forever. And it's sometimes we need to think about the concept of infinity, of forever. It's incomprehensible to us sometimes how long forever is. But if we put in the proper work and we take the proper steps, we can get there together. If you haven't become a Christian, now is the time to come forward. Make that first step. Put yourself in the running of that race. Or if you are already a Christian and you've been finding yourself stumbling along that way, along your way in the race, you can come forward as well. Now is the time as we stand and sing the hymn of invitation.